here, I think, right? We got everybody that's supposed to be here here.
Yep, Mike showed up.
Okay. So I will call the meeting to order. It's, what is it? Four o'clock on March 10th, 2021. And I need a motion on the minutes.
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
Mike seconding it. Take your mic. Put your mic on. Mike, put on the mic, please, Mike.
Okay, got it.
Yep, you're up. You're good. All right. In favor?
Aye.
Okay, what's next, Teresa?
New business is review of the job description for the assistant fire chiefs.
Let's do that. The new business of reviewing the job description for the new fire chief.
All right.
Assistant fire chief.
Is it my turn?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I want to say hi to everybody. We've got three positions that are now open in the fire department with me retiring. Frank Wagner is going to be appointed fire chief by the mayor. Probably she'll announce it in April is what we've got on our schedule that you guys have seen. And then Todd Olson, our assistant fire chief that's in charge of training and fire prevention, is going to be retiring in June. So the two positions that we have left to fill, which are two civil service positions, are the assistant chief in charge of training, fire prevention, and then the assistant chief in charge of EMS and operations. What we're going to do is fill the training one first, which is Todd's position. Our goal is to get that individual here the 16th of June, the start of the pay period there, so he can spend 2 weeks with Todd and kind of go through the ropes with him and make sure he's up to speed on everything. I don't know if we need to do anything, and Bill might know for sure, but Frank will be coming out of civil service into the fire chief's position. So it's just those two positions that will be covered. We've got, I don't know, and Ken, I understand you can't see these. Did you get a chance to look at that, the transition plan that we sent out?
I briefly, but not enough to have it memorized right now, no.
Well, we've got it set up so that the two job descriptions are the exact same job descriptions that you guys approved back in 2017. We had legal review it. We had Doug Merriman review them. They said they look good with no changes. So we can utilize those two descriptions. And what we'd like to do is post on the jobs on the 5th. For the training officer's position and let it run its 2 weeks. And then we'll start a hiring process on the 17th is reviewing the applications, do the testing the same as we did before with Frank's positions, and then go through the oral boards and then come back to you guys the week of the 3rd of May. With a list for you to certify so that we can move forward.
Okay.
And I guess what we're just needing from the Civil Service Board is the approval of the whole
descriptions.
The descriptions are the same, just the process.
Where is that
going to
be posted?
Just like the civil service rules that we did with when we did Frank's, we go internal first. If we have no internal candidates, then we go external. Internal, we post them on the bulletin boards there in City Hall, and we also post them on the department's webpage so that they get a chance to take a look at those. And if no candidate comes forth or goes gets hired off of that one, then you have to go through the paper, put in the AWC, the whole thing, and open it up to the world.
Okay.
Anybody have comments, Mike?
No, I think it's great. I think it's I think the system is fine. It's we've used the same system in the past, so I recommend that we go with this procedure, and then at our next meeting, they should have a list for us to approve.
Do we need a motion on that, Teresa, then, as well, or are we to that point?
So, real quick, before you do vote, because this one's going to be for the assistant chief in charge of training and fire prevention, the guy that does the inspections and stuff. And then probably in July or August, he's going to do the exact same thing for the operations and EMS. Just so you know, we'll be doing this twice.
Right. So you're doing this chief position first.
Correct.
Have them come in and work and get the training that up to speed. And when that person's up to speed, then they'll be helping. I'm assuming they're going to be part of that hiring right. The next person is.
Correct.
Team?
Yep, you're correct. Okay.
All right. So then we'll just have to. Okay, right. So do we need to like do a motion to approve the hiring of this current, or is it just a go ahead?
I'm not sure. Bill, do you know what we need?
Well, it wouldn't hurt to have a motion just to approve. Show on the record that you're proceeding according to the process.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we proceed in the process to hire an assistant fire chief with the duties of training and whatever the assistant
fire
does.
Prevention.
Fire prevention.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need a second.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to move forward with the process of hiring the assistant fire chief for training and fire prevention. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
None opposed. That motion passed.
That's basically all I've got for you, except is there a date that you guys would prefer your meeting in May? It's that week of the 4th, 5th, or 6th. Is Wednesdays good or Thursdays to certify the list?
This is a good time for me.
That's for me.
So
now, do we still have our standing Thursday meeting, the once a month thing?
We have quarterly meetings. Our next quarterly
right.
meeting is April 15th, and that's a Thursday.
Okay. And if we don't have that meeting, what happens again? We have to post it. We're not having that. I forget that process. If we're not, or are we just going to meet April 15th?
I believe we'll need to meet April 15th.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and that's a Thursday, right?
Yes.
All right.
So do you want for us for the to certify the list will be either the 5th or 6th. Which one do you prefer, Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday.
I mean,
Thursday's fine.
I mean, personally, I'd like to keep it on a consistent day. You know, I mean, as far as when. So, I mean, Thursday's better if that's when that our set quarterly meeting is. I just kind of like to keep it on a Thursday.
I agree.
Just me.
Okay, so I'll make sure we have everything set for the May 6th and to certify the list. And for some reason, if we get no candidates through there, internal, and we have to go external, that will push it out, of course, and I'll make sure you guys are notified that we won't need to meet that day.
So we don't need to do any motions to to go external at all. That just is all up to you guys, right? So we don't have to. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Me.
That's all I have.
Perfect. All right. Anybody else have anything?
When's your last day, Dean?
My last physical day in the office is going to be May 21st. And,
okay. We better not let this thing slide on too long.
Well, I got Frank sitting here next to me so that he can figure out the process here. So,
good deal. Okay.
All right.
All right. All right, guys. I'll move. Anybody want to move to adjourn or?
I'll make the motion we adjourn.
Second.
Move to second it to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Trey.